Bill Gates' business associates reach combined $365 million settlement with Jeffrey Epstein's victims. By Seamus Bruner on November 10, 2023. My new book, Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, reveals Bill Gates's vast network of influence over key technologies, industries, and people. The book also explores Gates's complicated relationship with pedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein and sheds new light on the mutual associations and interests these two men shared. On Thursday, a federal judge approved the $290 million settlement of a class action lawsuit brought by the sex abuse victims of Epstein against J.P. Morgan Chase, a close mutual business associate of both Gates and Epstein. Over this past year, J.P. Morgan has agreed to pay an additional $75 million, for a combined total of $365 million, to settle another lawsuit relating to its established banking relationship with Epstein. The suits revealed that J.P. Morgan facilitated approximately $1 billion in transfers for Epstein, which the bank admitted were human trafficking related. Gates's relationship with Epstein has been widely known and was even cited by Gates's ex-wife, Melinda, in the couple's 2021 divorce proceedings. Bill Gates has denied having any involvement in Epstein's crimes. Gates and Epstein's mutual associates, James E. Jess Staley and J.P. Morgan Chase, were central to Gates's relationship with Epstein. Gates's close contacts with Epstein began around 2011, when he and J.P. Morgan were teaming up to create a global health investment fund, the activities of which are documented extensively in Controligarchs. As a top executive at J.P. Morgan, Staley introduced Epstein, an important bank client, to Gates, and the two hit it off. Gates flew aboard Epstein's private jet, met with him many times, and visited his home on at least three occasions. Despite Epstein's 2008 conviction for solicitation of a minor, the New York Times reports. Last year, several of Epstein's victims in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where the pedophile financier maintained a residence, filed suit against J.P. Morgan, accusing the bank of enabling the illegal activities of Epstein and his network. The litigation revealed that J.P. Morgan admitted to the Treasury Department that it had facilitated more than $1 billion in transfers relating to human trafficking by Epstein. To avoid going to trial, J.P. Morgan agreed to pay $290 million to Epstein's victims and $75 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands, bringing the combined total to $365 million for these settlements. In March 2023, J.P. Morgan, in turn, sued Staley, its former chief of investment banking, claiming that he should pay the entire amount of the litigation costs, thus effectively blaming him for the scandal. The litigation revealed that Staley allegedly used aggressive force in his sexual assault of anonymous victim, and informed her that he had Epstein's permission to do what he wanted to her. After months of shocking disclosures, including that J.P. Morgan executives ignored numerous warning signs to keep Epstein as a client, the bank settled and avoided going to trial, which was set for last month. Staley settled with J.P. Morgan less than 2 months ago for an undisclosed amount. Both the bank and Staley maintain that they had no knowledge of or involvement in any of Epstein's crimes. Notably, the only public photograph of Epstein with Gates was a photo obtained by the New York Times showing the men flanked by Staley and Boris Nikolic, the Gates Foundation's science advisor, at Epstein's Manhattan mansion in 2011. It was around this time that Gates's and J.P. Morgan's global health investment business, which Controligarchs details, was getting started. Epstein appointed Gates's science advisor Nikolic to be the executor of his estate. After Epstein was charged with child sex trafficking in July 2019, his friends and associates began distancing themselves from him. The following month, Epstein reportedly hung himself in his prison cell under mysterious circumstances. Nikolic declined the role of executor after Epstein's death. The existence of Epstein's so-called client list has never been confirmed. But the names and account holders involved in the $1 billion human trafficking transfers, which J.P. Morgan admitted were linked to Epstein, would be revealing. Seamus Bruner is the author of the path-breaking new book, Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, which hits bookshelves everywhere on November 14. Bruner is Peter Schweizer's director of research at the Government Accountability Institute. Schweizer says control oligarchs is haunting and massive.